This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by BASF Revitech. I'm Riley Smith. The Iowa Corn Growers Association is reacting to the recent guidelines published by the USDA. We'll have more right after this.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
The USDA recently published an interim rule on technical guidelines for climate-smart agriculture crops used as biofuel feedstocks. The interim rule establishes guidelines for quantifying, reporting, and verifying the greenhouse gas emissions associated with the production of biofuel feedstock commodity crops grown in the United States. Greg Wandery, Director of Sustainability with the Iowa Corn Growers Association, explained what was included in these guidelines.
But the press release was essentially an interim rule on technical guidelines for climate-smart ag crops used in in biofuel feedstocks. So it laid out some practices that would be part of the Climate Smart Ag platform that USDA has been pushing as it relates to reducing carbon intensity scores and reducing the carbon footprint of crops that went into that go into biofuels.
This is just an interim rule so far, so Wandery said it will be very important for the ag industry to speak up over the next 60 days as the USDA opens up to comments.
So it provides guidelines, but there's also a 60-day comment period that starts on Friday, the 17th, when this technical guideline document is submitted to the Federal Register. Once that happens, then the comment period opens up and it goes for 60 days. During that time, growers, associations, organizations, the general public can provide comments to the USDA on the proposed guidelines.
For Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.